So we live in this world just overflowing with information, right? How do our brains even quickly sort out what matters from all the noise? And looking ahead, how might AI do that? Today, we're diving into something really fascinating. It's called the peak jitter algorithm. Sounds technical, maybe, but it's a surprisingly simple yet powerful idea. The claim is it can detect what's important, what's salient across pretty much any kind of data stream. We've looked at everything from old school signal processing to the latest in neuroscience and AI for this.
Yeah, and our goal here is to unpack how this algorithm flips the script, really. It takes what engineers usually dismissed as error or, jitter, and turns that instability into the main clue for grabbing attention. It's interesting because it mirrors how biological systems seem to work, and you'll see how this could be a kind of shortcut to making any system, biological or artificial, genuinely well-informed.
That's a really cool premise. Okay, so to get why this is a big deal, maybe let's touch on the history first. What was the main challenge people faced trying to find regular patterns, like, say, the pitch in someone's voice?
Right. Well, historically, if you wanted to pull out something consistent like voice pitch, you were stuck in a bind. You had methods like autocorrelation, perceptual analysis. Very robust, sure, but they got really slow as you fed them more data. Think O(n) log n, complexity, computationally heavy.
Okay, so accurate but slow. What was the alternative?
The alternative, things like zero crossing rate, super fast, like almost no computational cost, O(1), but incredibly fragile. A tiny bit of noise and boom, completely useless, unreliable. So for ages, there was this technological gap. Nothing was both lightning fast and inherently robust.
Yeah,
You had to choose.
that makes sense. A classic trade-off. So this is where peak jitter comes in. How does it sidestep that whole problem? What's the core idea?
This is where it gets really interesting. It's a conceptual shift. It's less about measuring exact repeating patterns and more about just detecting structure or maybe change. And it does this by redefining jitter, that little wobble in timing or strength of a signal. Instead of an error, it treats jitter as a quick guide, a heuristic for salience.
Jitter as the signal itself. Okay, how does it actually do that?
So basically, it spots local peaks in the signal, like the high points. Then it looks at the time between peaks right now and the height of the peak right now, and compares those instantaneous values to a running average, an exponential moving average, or EMA. This lets it track in real time how much the period and amplitude are bouncing around the jitter. And the kicker, it does this check with minimal computation per data point. We're talking O(1) again, super lightweight.
Wow, O1, and it's looking at jitter. Okay, so it's good at spotting general changes or instability, but lots of things fluctuate, right? How does it know if it's meaningful, structured sound, like speech, versus just random noise?
Ah, good question. It has another clever trick for that. A harmonic alignment check.
Harmonic alignment. What does that mean for us?
Well, think about how you can pick out one person talking in a noisy room. Your brain does something similar. It's called auditory scene analysis. This algorithm mimics that. When it detects multiple periodic patterns, it checks if their frequencies are simple integer multiples of each other, like musical harmonics.
Ah, like the fundamental frequency and its overtones in music or voice.
Exactly. If it finds those nice, clean integer ratios, it makes a strong guess that it's hearing a natural or structured sound source. It's like finding a coherent signal amidst the chaos, much like specific neurons, sometimes called harmonic template neurons, help our brain group sounds together.
That really does sound, well, biological, almost intuitive. Are there other direct parallels between how this algorithm works and how our own bodies manage attention?
Absolutely. It's quite striking, actually. The algorithm's main settings, its parameters, map pretty directly onto biological mechanisms. For instance, there's a clip threshold. It basically sets a minimum energy level to even consider a signal peak. Think of it like the automatic game control, the AGC, in your inner ear.
Or like how your pupils adjust to bright light, maybe filtering out what's overwhelming or irrelevant.
Precisely. It's that first pass filter discarding stuff that's just too faint or too overwhelming right at the sensory input stage. It saves energy.
Okay, what else?
Then there's the grid tick rate. This controls how often the algorithm updates its analysis. You can think of this like your brain's salience network. That's the part of the brain that helps you switch your focus. A low tick rate is like your brain just casually monitoring the background, aware but not intensely
Kind of
focused.
on autopilot.
Right. But crank up that tick rate, and the algorithm starts analyzing much more frequently, much more closely. That's like focused attention. It allocates processing power only when and where it's needed, a sort of just-in-time computation.
That's a really strong connection. It sounds incredibly efficient. So, bringing this to AI, what are the big implications here? If this works so well, could it change how AI models process information?
I think it has huge potential. A key thing is that this algorithm doesn't care what the data is. It's modality agnostic. It could act like a universal voice activity detector, but for any time series data, vision, touch, sound, even abstract stuff like stock market data or network traffic.
So not just for sound.
Not at all. And think about large AI models, especially things like transformers with their self-attention mechanisms. They have this quadratic bottleneck issue.
Yeah.
They get very computationally expensive very quickly as the input sequence gets longer because they try to relate everything to everything else.
Right. They process everything intensively.
Exactly. But what if you put this peak jitter algorithm in front of that? It could act as a highly efficient pre-attention filter. The AI wouldn't need to run its massive, energy-hungry models on all the data all the time. It could use this simple O1 algorithm to detect when something potentially important, something salient happens, and only then activate the big guns, the expensive deep learning models, for detailed analysis. It could save enormous amounts of computation.
That sounds like a major efficiency gain. Is there a downside? Could it filter out too much? Maybe miss subtle things that are actually important?
That's always the calibration challenge, right? Like any filter, you have to tune it properly. Setting the thresholds, the tick rate, it needs care. Its biological inspiration suggests it can find a good balance between filtering noise and catching faint signals. But yes, absolutely, you need to configure it carefully for specific tasks to ensure genuinely subtle but critical information isn't accidentally ignored. It's not magic. It's smart filtering.
Okay, so this has been fascinating. We've seen how a computationally, well, almost trivial algorithm.
Right, very simple at its core.
By rethinking jitter, not as error, but as information, and by borrowing ideas directly from biology, could become a really fundamental piece for building smarter, much more efficient systems in the future.
You could almost call it a universal bouncer at the gates of perception, deciding what gets in for deeper processing.
Yeah, I like that. So imagine an AI that doesn't just crunch data blindly, but has a built-in sense of what to pay attention to. Not because it learned millions of examples, but because its fundamental design reflected the same principles of salience that guide our own awareness. Think about that. What new kinds of insights could you uncover if your systems didn't just process information, but genuinely understood its importance right from the start?